never forget what you done for me. Jesus, I'll never forget how you set me free. Jesus, I'll never forget how you bought me out. Jesus, I'll never forget, no, never. How can I forget what you done for me? How can I forget how you set me free? How can I forget how you bought me out? How can I forget? No, never. Jesus, I'll never forget what you done for me. Jesus, I'll never forget how you set me free. Jesus, I'll never forget how you bought me out. Jesus, I'll never forget. No, never. How can I forget what you done for me? How can I forget how you set me free? How can I forget how you bought me out? How can I forget? No, never. Jesus, I'll never forget what you done for me. Jesus, I'll never forget how you set me free. Jesus, I'll never forget how you bought me out. Jesus, I'll never forget. No, never. I won't forget. 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 No, never. No, never. No, never. I won't forget. I set me free. I set me free. I set me free. I won't forget. No, never. No, never. No, never. I won't forget. You bought me out. You set me free. You broke the chain of bondage for me. No, never. No, never. No, never. I won't forget. I can't forget. You bought me out. I can't forget. You set me free. Broke the chains of bondage for me. No, never. No, never. Jesus, I won't forget. Jesus, I won't forget. Jesus, I won't forget. I won't forget. You bought me out. You set me free. You broke the chain of bondage for me. I can't forget. I won't forget. I can't forget. I won't forget. Jesus, you set me free. 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 I can't forget. I won't forget. Come on, praise him in here. Come on, put your hands together. Praise the Lord in here. Won't forget. No, never. No, never. No, never. No, never. Bought me out. Without a doubt, you set me free. Broke the chains of bondage for me. No, never. No, never. No, never. Won't forget. Come on, praise him. Come on and praise him. Come on and praise him. Come on and praise him. Put your hands together. Come on and praise the Lord. Put your hands together. Give God your praise. I won't forget. I can't forget. You bought me out. Without a doubt. You set me free. You set me free. Broke the chains. The bondage for me. Jesus, I won't forget. Jesus, I won't forget. Jesus, I won't forget. Jesus, I won't forget. No, never. No, never. No, never. No, never.
Somebody praise. Somebody praise. Somebody praise him. Somebody praise him. Somebody give him the glory. 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 You ought to clap your hands. You ought to stomp your feet. You ought to praise his name. Somebody praise him with me. Somebody praise. Somebody praise him. 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 Somebody lift him higher. Somebody lift him higher. Somebody praise his name. Somebody praise his name. Somebody praise. Somebody praise him. Somebody praise him. Somebody praise him. I was born to praise him. And I'm going to praise him. Help me to praise him. Somebody lift him up. Somebody lift him up. Somebody lift him up. Somebody give him the praise. Somebody give him the praise. Somebody wave your hand. Somebody do your dance. Somebody lift him up. Lift my Savior up. I come to praise. I come to praise. I'm born to praise. I'm going to praise. Cause he's my joy. And he's my peace. God is everything. He's everything to me. God is everything. He's everything to me. He's bread when I'm hungry. Water when I'm thirsty. Peace in my soul. I feel the Holy Ghost. I come to praise. I'm born to praise. And I'm gonna praise. I'm gonna lift him up. I'm gonna give him the praise. I'm gonna give him the praise. I'm gonna give him the praise. I'm gonna wave my hand. I'm gonna do my dance. I'm gonna lift him up. Lift my Savior up. I come to praise. I'm gonna praise. I was born to praise. And I'm gonna praise. Devil can't stop me. You can't take my praise. Devil can't stop you. You can't take your praise. My praise go up. Your blessings fall down. Your praise go up. Your blessings fall down. My praise go up. My blessings come down. Your praise go up. Your blessings come down. It's coming down. It's coming down. It's coming down. It's coming down. Everything you need will come down. Everything I need will come down. Come on and praise him in here. Praise him. Clap your hand and praise the Lord. Glory to God. The Bible says that they that worship the Lord must worship him in spirit and truth. Come on and give him the praise. Praise and praise. Praise and praise. Praise and praise him. Praise and praise him. Let God the praise. Give God the praise. Give God the praise. Give God the praise. Your praise go up. Your blessing come down. My praise go up. My blessing come down. Will your praise go up? Your blessing come down. Will my praise go up? My blessing come down. It's coming down. It's coming down. It's coming down. It's coming down. Everything I need will come down. Everything you need will come down. My joy coming down. My peace coming down. Everything I need will come down. Everything you need will come down. Come on and praise him in here. Come on, praise him in here. Come on, praise him in here. Praise him, praise him. Praise him, 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 praise him, praise him. Somebody lift him higher. Somebody lift him higher. Somebody lift him higher. Somebody give him the praise. Praise and praise. Praise and praise. Come on, lift your hand up and praise the God. Incredible fire. You get to get out yourself and get in the spirit. For the Bible said, baby, worship me. Must worship me in spirit and truth. That's where you find God, in the spirit. You won't find him in your flesh. You won't find him in your circumstance. You'll find him in the spirit. Hey! Praise the praise. I'm going to praise. And I'm going to praise. I'm going to lift him higher. I'm going to lift him higher. Going to lift him higher. Going to give him a praise. God is praising. Come on and praise him here. Go on and pray, 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 pray. Come on, walk up and down the aisles and here around here and begin to praise the Lord. We come to listen, come to praise. I come to praise. Shout out here. What did I must see it on my high hand? Woo-hoo! For the Lord inhabits the praises of his people. God inhabits the praises of his people. Woo! Y'all don't want to praise him. Y'all want to praise him. I can't praise him for you. I just praise him for me. You got to praise him for yourself. Because your praise will take you through every trial. Your praise will take you through every test. You got to get some wings on your praise. Anybody feel like praising today? Come on, wave your hand. Come on, do your dance. Shake the devil off. Shake your problem off. Shake the problem off. Woo-hoo. Come to praise it. Cheerleading on seeing y'all happy. The praise got to be within y'all. Come on and praise the Lord. Holy, when you praise the God, you ain't really looking around. You just praising God, you know? Holy, because you know that all the hell that you've been through, you still here today. You're not just seeing somebody else. You're moving. Hallelujah. Y'all get stuck in the middle back there. Move up and out of that center. praise him. Woo-hoo. Woo-hoo. Come on, lift your hand. I want everybody to lift your hand. Close your eyes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Nowadays, people want somebody to sing them happy, jump them happy. Then when they get home, before they get home, they still got no joy. Because the joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me. And the joy that I have, the world can't take it away. The joy I have, you didn't give to me. And you can't take it away. That joy, hallelujah, is there in the midst of the trials and the tests. It's not there just when you feel good. It's there when you don't feel good, if you really got it. Glory! Somebody give him a praise in here today. Oh, God. Hallelujah. You got to break out with your praise. It got to be for real, honey. Hallelujah, because the devil's knocking on everybody's door and seeing if you're the real John or the real this and the real that. Hallelujah. If you're real, he will not overflow you. But if you're not real, he'll step in you. Somebody give God the praise. Come on, praise God in here. Don't act like you don't know what you come to do today. You come to praise God. I don't know about you. All the hell that I've been through, I still got joy. Oh, my joy don't depend on you. It don't depend on you. I still got joy. I still want to praise him. Here, that would try to tell me I can't do nothing because my knee been bothering me. I can do whatever the Lord said. Woo! Praise him, praise him. Body praise him. Somebody praise him. The Lord and want to praise the Lord. All the stiff, starchy mess, y'all need to take it back to hell where it comes from. It won't get you through nothing. It won't take you through nothing. You'll stay stuck in a rut with no praise. Come on, Sister Nikita, come on, praise the Lord with me. Praise the praise. However, I need to praise. I need to have a whole shire. I need praise in here. Almost 60 years old. Some of y'all move like you ain't got no energy. You got to have the joy of the Holy Ghost. Can't be shouted down and burning down with the cares of this world. You won't be able to move through nothing. Woo! Get loose in God. God is not bound. We got to be free in God. Woo! We hang around so much boundness. That's why we bound. Be free. Be loose, be loose, be loose, be loose, loose. Out of my high, my whole shirt in my high. Woo! Ah! Woo! Praise the praise. Body praise. Body praise. Body praise. Out of my whole shirt in. Out of my whole shirt in my high. We don't have a whole shredder and I'm a whole fear. I don't have a whole shatter and I'm a higher. Some of y'all wonder why I come to church. Don't be here when you be here. I better get some help from the Lord before I come up in this place. I tell them a higher. Let's tell them a whole shatter. This is hard work. Some grounds is hard to work in. Come on, baby. You need it and you need it and you need it. It's not from the pastor. You really need that praise. You really need that joy. You really need that peace. All of a high, yeah, the whole shit. Woo! Pray, 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 pray. Glory God. Feel the power. Feel the power. Feel the power. Jesus' praise. We feel the power. I feel the power. It's in my head. It's in my feet. All over me. I feel the power. Holy Ghost power. Holy Ghost power. Holy Ghost power. I feel the power. It's in my head. In my feet. All over me. Feel all over me. Keeping me alive. It's keeping me alive. It's keeping me alive. It's keeping me alive. Power of the Holy Ghost. It's keeping me alive. Power of the Holy Ghost. It's keeping me alive. Woo! Go on to praise and praise, 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 praise. Fight you. You gonna get up here and give it 2 or 3 minutes and sit down. You ain't got, he ain't saying nothing. You ain't saying nothing for him to come against you with. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I know you playing a drum, but God said get off the drum. Stand right here. Stand right here. Glory to God. Keep on praising the Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. God, stand right here. Just praise, just praise, just keep praising. God gonna give you a shout. You will shout everything. Shout everything off of you. Shout it out. Woo-hoo. Shout it out. Step on the devil. Shout it out. Shout it out. Woo-hoo. Come on, y'all, keep praising. God said you shouting everything off you. God said you shout. That's what you've been needing, a good shout. You shouting everything. Step on that devil. Step on it real hard. Sabaho. Sire. Ruabahaya. Ruabahaya. Heavyweight. Be gone right now. Chain me loose right now. Yes. Soak it up. Soak it up, Lord. Soak it up. Woohoo. Woohoo. Come on, y'all. Keep praising. Woo-hoo. It's all right, praise him. Come on and lift your hand. Everybody lift your hand and close your eyes and praise the Lord. Come on, lift your hand and close your eyes and praise the Lord. Sometimes when people can't get nothing from God, they don't know how to enter in the spirit. The devil does smack people left to right. They don't even know how to enter in the spirit. Holy, you got to enter in the spirit. That's what God is. He's in the spirit. You won't find him in your circumstance around the chaos stuff that you're going through. He's on the inside of you. Greater is he on the inside of you than he is in the world. So if he's greater on the inside of you, you got to reach down to your spirit. Holy, and touch him like the woman touched the hem of his garment and she was made whole. If you don't reach and touch the hem of his garment, you won't be made whole of the stuff that you're going through. Somebody give God the praise in here today. Come on and give him a praise. Somebody keep praising him. Don't stop me. Don't listen for me to say keep praising. Keep praising him in your own way. Glory to God. I don't know what it's going to take in this hour, but God knows what it's going to take all over the world. Holly, there's a sleep, a heavy sleep upon the church world in this hour. Glory to God. That's because leaders and people of God are not paying the price anymore. They just started congregating and hallelujah and compromising and getting with the world and acting like the world and doing the things of the world. And they lost their hallelujah anointing, lost the joy. Come on and praise us all over the world. I'm not talking about here at the world ministry. I'm talking about all over the world. It's all over. Thank you, Lord. But we're going to be put in a position. And some things we think is chaotic for us now, it's going to get even rougher. Because God is going to get his people back where they need to be. So he's going to let some calamity hit.
amen, to wake up this world. I'm not talking about here today, the world. I'm talking about all over. To wake us up, we are spiritually asleep. We don't let things and issues and people and things rock us to sleep. We don't have no joy. We have lost our joy. Glory to God. Somebody give God the praise. Hallelujah. And we think we're going to come to church in 10 minutes and get it all back. The devil is a liar. Come on and praise God in here. I'm being real. Glory to God. You didn't lose it overnight. You didn't get it back overnight. Hallelujah. You look through your life, you can think of the things that you have went through that threw you out of God's will. That you allow yourself to get sidetracked. I'm not saying you say, but you allowed yourself to get sidetracked. So you're all messed up all over. Not just talking about here at the world's ministry, all over. Amen. And you can't look for it. It's not going to be a person to do it. It's going to be the Spirit of God that does it. Amen. Somebody give God the praise. You got some assemblies got, hallelujah, some God's present in it. You got some assemblies have no God's present. There's this form, form, form. You go there, you're dead. You come back, you're dead. No life. Somebody give God the praise. It's a price. If you want to live, you got to pay a price. Amen. I said, if you want to live in the spirit, you got to pay a price. You don't pay a price, you won't have life. The Bible said, life and have it more abundantly. Amen. We're going to go into the word. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Sometimes you don't feel like doing a whole lot of work, but you do whatever God say do. Amen. But after you see you go so far with that and then you change it, God change it over. Amen. He ain't trying to wear none of us out. Amen. Yeah. Lord God, you fellowshipping all week long with your problems and fellowshipping along with people. And amen, their conversations is not of God. And everybody's talking down. I was telling the Lord the other day. I said, Lord, if we don't watch it, that's good things, not bad things. Good things, we'd be so carnal. No spirit. Because we can get so caught up. Especially the holidays. And everybody got one thing in common on the holidays. Eating. Everybody likes to eat. I like to eat too. But sometimes we do too much eating. It'll clog your brain up. Amen. You eat too much. Amen. All them carbs and stuff. You won't feel like praising God and doing nothing. Am I right? Amen. Amen. You got to leave some space and room for the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. How many know you need the Lord?
Amen.
And the Bible said you take the Lord God with you. It's not the Bible said, but the song you say, you take the Lord God with you everywhere you go. Because you're going to need him, and you're going to need him. Amen. I'd rather take him every day and work and be in relationship with him every day to wait till a disaster happened and try to get him and may not be able to get him. The Bible says seek the Lord while he may be found. Amen. Amen. We do thank the Lord for all what he's done, he's doing, and yet going to do. Amen. We've been sitting down maybe like a week or so, and we had our pastor's and church anniversary. Amen. We did Bible class. I mean, we did prayer deliverance last week. I said, Lord, get me back ready to get back to doing this. Amen. Speaking this word, it's a job. It's work. Amen. Amen. Everything you do for the pastor once a year, you can't do enough for them. And not my pastor. Amen. Glory to God, because they got to always stay. Like the man said, he said, everybody else was jumping in the pool. He was just giving the illustration. He's a pastor. Everybody else jumping in the pool, but he said he had to be the lifeguard. He couldn't get up, jump in the pool, and have all the fun like the other people, because he got to save people. They drown. Yeah. Pastors, they got to stay in places. Amen. They can't go do whatever they want to do. God does, he is mindful of us and let us, you know, do some, have some little recreation stuff, but we got to stay in balance, amen, to be able to help you so we can keep our minds balanced. We have to be able to keep our minds balanced so we can help you, amen. We'll keep our minds balanced, we get thrown off, amen. I'm going to ask you to turn your Bibles to Acts chapter 3. Got a couple of scriptures to go here. I'll be trying to get over here. I get up early and be trying to get over here, and like I still get over here by the time. I really don't have the space I need. I let everybody use my office. So I just use my home as the office space I need, because I really don't want to be distracted no kind of way. And I got to try to get my mind together, make sure it's together. When you really got something to say, amen, you ain't coming here just with nothing in your mouth to say amen up here. You try to be effective as you can, as God would have you to be. Trying to give the people something. You don't want to give the people something and not be a blessing. So you have to go before the Lord, and sometimes go before the Lord again, and whatever you have to do, just keep set aside so you can have something to say. Amen. God uses us all in different ways. I don't believe in that. I wouldn't want nobody to come to church and they out in 5 minutes and they go home, come way across town, they go home and ain't got nothing. And neither do I want to sit in a service like that. Amen. Amen. So if you have to be the fire, whatever you need to do. Amen. At least I know I've been to church. I felt like I've been to church anyway. Amen. Amen. So Acts the third chapter, chapter 3 and verse 19. Everybody have that? We do thank the Lord for saying evangelists spells, yes. Amen. Amen. That's in me. That's just a little getting younger. Amen. I'll say getting older. All right. Everybody have that? Amen. Acts 3 and 19. Repent ye therefore and be converted that your sins may be blotted out when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. Next, you turn to Psalms, chapter 16 and verse 11. I don't know how long I'll be up before you because it looks like trying to sing and just trying to get in that right atmosphere, amen, to preach. Sometimes you can't just go straight through and just preaching if the atmosphere is all messed up and congested, amen. You got to go the way the Lord leads you to make paths for your way to go through, amen. Chapter 6, verse 11. Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. And one more scripture, then you can be seated. I want to ask you to turn to the book of Nehemiah, chapter 8, and verse 10. I'm just going to read that latter clause. Everybody there? Nehemiah 8 and 10. Neither be ye sorry, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. Amen. You can be seated in the presence of the Lord. We want to talk about refreshing comes from the presence of the Lord. That's the title of the message today. Refreshing comes from the presence of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And to be refreshed means to be revitalized, revived, restored, freshened. Energized or re-energized. Yes. Amen.
Amen.
So refreshing comes, and it only comes from the presence of the Lord. We think things refresh us, but things do not refresh us. Amen. Because the Bible said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. So if the Lord said that, that means that natural substance and things that only take you so far. And man, you will not have the joy, will not have the peace, and you will not be refreshed. Amen?
Amen.
But refreshing comes from the presence of the Lord. Amen. It comes from the existence and appearance of and the company of the Lord. You actually have to feel God's presence and His feel Him near you. Amen. Feel His presence and feel Him in your company and your existence to be refreshed.
Amen.
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 And it comes from the presence of the Lord. And that's that part right there that a lot of God's people live without that refreshing, because once they get saved, they just feel like I'm saved and I'm going on my way to heaven and I'm, you know, and I made it. But they go through whole life with no joy. Amen. You can barely make it. I would like to say barely make it, because it's going to be a hard road for you. Make it to heaven on a sour tip, so to speak, just with no joy and not enjoying the trip. Amen. Amen. There's a lot of God's people, they're saved, but they're not enjoying the trip. Amen.
Amen.
The Bible says He come that we may have life and have it more abundantly. How many know the Lord wants us to be happy?
Amen.
Amen. You know, people, I don't know, maybe a long time ago or however, maybe the saints back way in the day, maybe they just thought that God was just concerned about your spirituality. You weren't concerned about your natural being. Amen. God's concerned about all of you. Amen. God's concerned about you. Amen. Your physical health. Amen. He's concerned about your mind. He's concerned. He's not just concerned about your spirit. Amen. Because if he was just concerned about your spirit and all the other stuff about you was in an uproar, you're not going to be a happy camper, and neither am I. Amen. Glory to God. So the Lord knows that we have to have this touch. Amen. And sometimes we need to go to him and get more touches from the Lord. Amen. We need to abide in that secret place. If you abide in that secret place, amen, you just live right by that well all the time. Amen. But most of us don't abide in the secret place. Amen. We in the secret place when we're in trouble. When we're out of trouble, we back doing everything else. We forget about the Lord. We skip prayer. Amen. When you skip prayer, don't pray. Don't get in the word. Don't communicate with him. He's a friend. And he's a friend to stick closer than a brother. Amen. And if you don't know that by now, you're going to find it out that he's the only friend that don't move. Amen. Amen. I said he's the only friend that don't move. Amen. Holly, your real friends will move. Amen. Your wife, your husband will move. Your children will move. Amen. Everybody will change on you. But the Lord is the same today and forevermore. Amen. He's the only one that I have confidence in. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You trust people as far as you can see them. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. And if you don't know that, you're about ready to find that out too. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But refreshing comes from the presence of the Lord. Amen. The Bible don't want us to be found having our own righteousness, but the righteousness of God. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. People, we know we want God's best, but we don't want to give God nothing to work with. You can't have God's best and give him none of your time. Never, don't give him nothing to work with. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. So the refreshings come from the presence of the Lord. Amen. And the Bible said in the presence of the Lord, it said, "Thou wilt show me the path of life." Amen. There's life and peace in the spirit. Amen. The Bible said to be carnal minded is death. But to be spiritual minded is life and peace. Amen. That means if you live in the corner all the time, you're living in death.
Amen.
Somebody say, "Can I be born again and live in death?" Yes, you can. You can be born again and just live in death. Just live in the corner all the time and you have no life and you have no peace. You have nothing but depression, oppression, discouragement, and all the other mess to go with it.
Amen.
You live in the spirit, you're going to have joy. You're going to be happy. You might be going through stuff, but you'll keep your joy. You'll keep your happiness. You'll keep your peace. Amen?
Amen.
You'll feel like going on.
Amen.
It said, "Thou wilt show me the path of life." The Lord want to show us the path of life. Amen?
Amen.
And the life is in the spirit. The life of God is in his word. It's in the spirit. Amen? That's when you're alive. You're jubilant. You're joyful. You're happy. You feel like going home. You have hope. You have expectations.
Amen.
In the spirit. In thy presence is the fullness, is everything you want from God in his presence. And at the right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. Amen.
Yes.
We're talking about the refreshing comes from the presence of the Lord. Amen. You know, like we all have to take care of our business from day to day. We have to go to work. We have to go on our jobs. We have to deal with bills. We have to deal with people. We got to deal with family, children, wives, husbands. We got to deal with all this. The more things you have to do, the more you need to work and get in the presence of the Lord. Because you need his strength and ability to get all those things done.
Amen.
How many know things can drain you?
Amen.
Amen. Can I get amen in here?
Amen.
Things can drain you. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And say, in thy presence is the fullness of joy. And at the right hand is there are pleasures forevermore. Amen. Sometimes I look at this world and what's going on in the world. I look around me. There's things going on within your household, within your family, and all these things. And I just started to really, you know, I just go straight to the Lord. I said, "Lord, I don't want to focus up on none of that." Because if you look to the side, this person got a story to tell you. You go over here, this story person got a story. Everybody got a story to tell you, but ain't nobody doing nothing about the story.
Amen.
Amen. They got issues and things. And I was telling the Lord, you know, some of my nephews, nieces, I hadn't seen in a while. We used to text and trying to keep in touch with them. I say, I am going to get around to it, but I have not been over in no big hurry. Because most time you talk to people, a lot of time you don't hear from people, and maybe to something that's going on. And then when you hear from them, they got a whole lot of drama for you.
Amen.
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 What's the use telling each other about your drama and you can't help one another?
Amen.
Nobody can help nobody. Amen.
Amen.
So they say in the presence, I was telling the Lord, I said, "Lord, there's no hope for us without your help." And you got to come to the conclusion that I need God so bad. There's no hope for my situation. There's no hope for me. You know, you can't fix your own situation. You pray about it, but you can't fix it. And most of the time, all we want to do is just talk about how bad it is. And you will have what you say. Amen. You sit there and talk about your problems all the time and talk about how bad they are. You're going to have exactly what you say. They're not going nowhere. You got to think yourself well. Amen. You got to think yourself healed. Amen. Glory to God. Like the enemy tried to attack my knee. I don't know actually what happened, but I've been steady going on. I went and got some tests done and stuff. They'll be back next week or whatever, but I'm steady going on. I'm still moving on. God, I said, Lord, I thank you because I could not even be walking.
Amen.
Amen. I'm not going to pity. You sit there and have a pity party about everything you're going. You're going to stay in that rut. God's people are strong. He said, my people will be strong. They're going to be strong and they're going to do exploits. You can't do exploits if you can't get out your own situation. You can't help nobody, tell nobody else about the Lord and you in a mess. Amen. Glory to God. The Bible said, when I come back to the earth, shall I find faith? Glory to God. We got to earnest contend for the faith that was once delivered to the saints. And I know people aren't preaching this way no more. Everybody caught up in a frenzy. Amen. Glory to God. But at the end of the day, we're going to have faith. It's going to take faith to get you out this world.
Yes.
Amen. It's going to be because if you don't contend for the faith and hold on to the faith, you'll lose the faith and you won't go to heaven. Amen. There's many people throwing in the towel. Amen. And backing up and giving in and throwing in a surrender towel and all that. The Bible says, if your soul draw back, I will have no pleasure with you. We think God's still going to be with us. When you draw back and backing up from God, and God said, my soul, it will have no pleasure. In other words, I can't trust you. I can't depend upon you.
Amen.
Amen. This kind of word right here, glory to God, people need to hear it. Glory to God. The saints need to be reestablished.
Amen.
All over the world.
Amen.
Amen. We have to earnest contend for the faith which was once delivered to the saints. Because at the end of the day, God is the only one can help you. The only one can help me.
Amen.
The doctor can't help you. Your mama can't help you. Your daddy can't help you. Everybody that you know got issues. Everybody's issue might not be the same thing, but everybody got a story to tell.
Amen.
Amen. But if they're seeking God, they're going to tell you how you can get out of it.
Amen.
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 But that refreshing, it comes from the presence of the Lord. And you have got to be in his presence to feel the refreshing. Amen. The Bible said, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They should mount up with wings of eagle. What we think waiting on the Lord, we think about, I'm just sitting here, Lord, waiting on you to come by. Oh, Lord, I'm just sitting right here waiting you to turn this key. Lord, I'm in this car alone. Lord, turn the key for me. That's what we do. Lord, I'm just waiting. Lord, I'm just waiting. And what's going to happen? You're going to keep waiting. Amen. You got to do something. Amen. You got to turn your plate down. You got to fast. You got to pray. You got to do something and let the Lord know, I am serious about you helping me. Amen. A person don't do nothing to help themselves, you won't get no help.
Amen.
I don't care how hungry you are out here. If you don't let somebody know that you're hungry, you have needs and stuff, you're going to start.
Amen.
Amen. Ain't nobody going to be a mind reader, come up in your house and know you don't have no food. Ain't nobody gonna come in your house knowing your light shut off.
Yeah.
Amen. You don't do something about it, you don't make some calls, you don't do something, you're gonna stay that way.
Amen.
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 We got to let the Lord know that we can't be saying, oh, I love the Lord, Lord. You know, I love you, Lord. You know, I love you. And your mind's somewhere else while you're saying it. I love you, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
The Bible says the Lord is a rewarder. And them that diligently seek him. Amen. For years and years and years, people have been quoting all these scriptures, but they don't even know what they mean. And that's why they don't go nowhere. Amen. You can hear some quote so much, you just say, they like the 23rd Psalm. You open your Bible, and somebody say, well, I ain't on my Bible there. I know what that Psalm say. I lost my shepherd. I shall not want. I quote that. I ain't got to really read that. But you don't know what none of it mean. Not even one verse. Amen. So the word has to come alive to us. For us to really understand what the Lord is saying. Amen. Refreshing comes from the presence of the Lord. And the Bible says in Nehemiah, I hope y'all catching me before I'm ready to probably be through for a long, before it's over with. Sometimes God can speak and be gone and people be still looking for him. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. It says, neither be ye sorry, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. How many of those a lot of sorry people walking around here?
Amen.
You can look at your job. You can look in your home. You can look at your next door neighbors. You can look at yourself. Take an inventory. Oh, you don't have to raise your hand. But if you can raise, you can just think, or am I sorry? You ain't got to wait till somebody call you sorry. You just look at yourself and say, I'm a sorry soul today. Lord, help me. Thank Jesus. Amen. Amen. You don't have no peace, you're sorry. You don't have no joy, you're sorry. Amen. 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 But I'm so glad that the joy of the Lord is our strength. When you have joy, joy is something that starts on the inside. Right. It will cause you to rejoice. Amen. But it's a gladness and a happiness. You glad about being saved. Yes, I don't have no money. Yes, I don't have this and that. But I'm glad to be saved. I am happy in Jesus. Like the sister say, I'm not going nowhere. Amen. And when you say that, you mean well. And you got to really, the devil will come and try you and try to push you and make you feel like you are going somewhere. And you got to rebuke him and say, no, I am not going nowhere. Amen. I've come too far. How many of you feel like I've come too far to go to hell? Amen. I've come too far to go to hell. I've come too far for the Lord not to be in my life. Amen. I mean, if you don't depend upon him for however many years, I have depended upon the Lord about 30 some years. I don't know what it is not to have the Lord depend on him. I don't even want to try to figure out how to make it without the Lord. That's how I feel. I can't tell you how you feel, but that's how I feel. Amen. God means more to me than anybody means to me. Amen. When God is your number one, amen, you're going to stick with him. Amen. But if something else is your, don't you know God's going to be closer to you than anybody, anything, your husband, wife, children. God's supposed to be number one.
Amen.
Amen. He said, love the Lord God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might. And reason he said these things, because he know these other things will depart from you. Amen. He said, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. He said, I'll add these other things too. That's why he said it, because he know if you get the things before you get God, amen, those things will have you walking off from God. Amen. You love your children, you love your mother, you love your father, you love your spouses and everything, but if you love them more than you love God, if they move, you moving too. Amen. Am I telling you right today? I said, if they move, you moving too. If they don't want to serve God, you're not going to be serving God either. Amen. You're going to move. Amen. But serve, love the Lord with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might. Amen. And the Lord tells us, say, don't be sorrowful for the joy of the Lord. I don't care what you're going through. You don't have to be sad. Amen. When you know what the word say. But when you don't know what the word say, somebody show you what the word say. You read that word, you believe the word. You don't have to be sorrowful. Amen. Neither be sorrowful, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. Amen. Amen. For refreshing comes from the presence of the Lord. Amen. And to have strength, that means I'm strong. Amen. I'm strong in the Lord. The Bible said, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Amen. When you're strong, you have energy. You have spiritual energy. Amen. I know why people don't really, when they come to church, and most people, and y'all hear me say this, and it sounds funny, it's true, but most people come to church, they come to church like they all need Geritol, or some type of energy, some kind of pills to pep. But folks then ran and ran and ran. You can run till you run yourself crazy. You can, you know, you don't have to really go nowhere. You can run, your mind can exhaust you. You can have so many things, you'll be exhausted in your mind. Some people are exhausted from the inside to the outside. Amen. They need renewed strength. Amen. It's all over the place. People come to church, they don't, the joy starts on the inside. Amen. Glory to God. The Bible says, speak about stirring up your pure minds. And when your pure mind gets stirred up, you get joy. God stir up the joy in you. When you go before the Lord and really cry out before the Lord, he'll show you how frail you really are. He'll show you a great need, what you really need from him. Amen. He'll show you. He'll pull you outside. You'll be looking. You'll be on the outside looking at yourself. Amen. And seeing how far you are from God. Where you need the Lord. Amen. Amen. All we got to do is do a checklist from Monday through Fridays. See where you're spending most of your time, most of your relationship at. That's what you're going to get. Amen. You're going to get the results of what you've been spending most of your relationship with. If it's been with people throughout the week, that's what all you're going to get is people stuff. And if it's been with eating all week or whatever, that's what you're going to get. But if you've been giving God some of your time, amen, he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Amen. You don't have to wait till somebody give you a word. God will give you a word every day. Amen. He'll stand you up and encourage you all and let you know you can make it. And now somebody, he may send somebody along the way to encourage you, just to confirm what he've already told you. You're going to make it. Yes. People, you know, even in the Bible's day, they say, is there a word from the Lord? God's always speaking, but people don't listen. Like I said the other last week, and I say sometimes, most people are talking to their cell phones and tablets more than God. Everybody, Lord, looking up to heaven, everybody on cell phones. Everybody on tablets. Everybody walking, and they in the car almost having an accident on the phone. All God, they walking, everybody on the phone. Distractions all in this world. Amen? You have to make an earnest decision that I am not okay. This is enough distraction right here. You got to know when to pull the plug. Amen. You got, if you've been distracted all week long, and you've been distracted all day long, you all week long, it's going into weeks and weeks, it's time for you to pull the plug and say, wait a minute, all distractions got to get away, I got to seek the Lord. Because I'm not really getting no help from nobody, none of you or you and you, I'm not getting no help from none of these other sources, I got to seek the Lord. Amen. Because it's your life on the line. Right. Amen? How many of you know that all of us have a given to count to the Lord for ourselves? Amen? I mean, you know, people can't put you in heaven. People dying left to right. People can put you and they can say they went to heaven. Only God knows if you went to heaven. Yeah. Yeah. Amen. I don't care if they put you in heaven. They don't make you go there. Yeah. People want to hang on a tag. A lot of people, they want to hang on a tag. I'm holding on to the Lord. You know, they holding on to the Lord. And they need to check on the other side and see if God holding on to them. Yeah. Really? They holding on to the Lord. I'm hanging on in there. That's not a good term to say.
We all say it.
Because you know, if you hanging something, you hanging something, it's like barely a thread. That mean it might fall any minute, right? That's terrible. So don't trust that. Don't talk to that I'm hanging stuff. You better be saying, I'm holding on. In other words, I'm holding on to you, Lord. I got a grip on you, and Lord, I want you to have a grip on me. I ain't going nowhere. Amen. That's the time we living in. Amen? Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Somebody give God the praise. I don't know. Every service is different. It's whatever God, wherever he brings us. Amen. I believe God wants his people to have straightforward word so they won't be in error. They won't be misunderstanding what God is saying. Amen. Misunderstanding what God is saying, and, you know, all the humming and all the aquas and this and that and you don't sing the word. Preach the word. Amen. Preach it clearly. Don't sing the word. Seen the word hum, and all that, and nobody at the end of the day, they don't know what you said. Amen. When the devil boxing got his boxing gloves on, they don't have no power to box back. Amen. Amen. You want the Lord to say something that is stick to your rib. Amen. Because you're gonna need. That's why we have church. People don't realize that's why you go to. That's what church is for. It's what it's supposed to be for. Amen. It's like the Lord uses the pastors to coach you. Amen. It's like to coach you, encourage you, tell you you can go on. You never hear. Faith come by hearing. Hearing come by the word of God. How can they hear unless they hear preach? How can they preach unless they're being sent? Amen. Right. If you ain't been sent by God, you're going to be talking loud. I ain't saying nothing. Amen. And you're going to be out in 5 minutes. Amen. Y'all can come to church and you're going to be out in 5 minutes and nobody know nothing you said. Most people saying, bring me all you can bring me. Bring me money. Yeah. They ain't saying nothing. Amen. I need to know how to fight the devil when I leave the church. I need to know what to do when I can't get a hold of Sister Terry. Another of the saints. I can't call you. I can't get a hold of it. I need to know what to do. I need to know that God is the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. I need to know that I can take and lay my hands on myself. Amen. I need to know that still works today. Amen. Amen. If my mind is confused, I need to know that I can lay my hands on myself and shut it down. Amen. See, a lot of us need to shut it down. Mm-hmm. Shut what down? Shut all this mess going on in your mind. Shut it down. Amen. Somebody praise in vain. Because there's a lot of drama and things going on and you can't hear God. Amen. The devil tell you when something happens, he tell you the worst of stuff. Amen? Amen. He tried to tell me, well, you know you had knee surgery about some years ago. You know, I said to myself, I ain't looking for no surgery. Cursed surgeries, all that stuff. Amen? Amen. Amen. Lord, I'm looking for you to bring me out and bring me through. Amen? Amen. Amen. I'm still going to praise you. I'm not going to stop praising. People stop praising God when stuff happened to them. Things happen to them. They stop praising God. Amen. But that's the time when your praise needs to be on. Because anybody can praise them when your covers is full of food and everybody's acting like they got some sin. What about when everybody act like they lose their mind around you? You need to be able to still praise God.
Amen.
Amen. When you don't have any money, you need to be able to still praise God. When your friends are few, you need to be able to still praise God, and you need to praise God for the got the few, amen. When it's few, because the one it was a majority there, they weren't really all your friends nowhere. God just moved them and let you see what was really there.
Amen.
We think everybody's our friend. I'm not so quick to call people my friend.
Amen.
Amen. I'm really not. They're acquaintances, they're associates.
Amen.
That's what they are. Acquaintance and associates. And I love all the saints, and I love them dearly, and I know they love me, amen, but God's the best friend. I tell everybody, he's the best friend, and everybody you get offended at that, you need to go and seek the Lord.
Amen.
He's the best friend, because at the end of the day, you may tell me something you mean well and don't keep your word.
Amen.
I can't depend on you. I can't rely on you. So I can't get twisted and get mad at you. You're human. We all make human errors, but I don't have to never worry about the Lord being going, you know, twisted on me.
Amen.
Amen. God will, if he went twisting on you, he wouldn't wake you up in the morning.
Yeah.
Amen. Because he'll say, you didn't do all what you need to do. I ain't letting them wake up this morning.
Yeah.
Be laid there, somebody come and see you like a corpse laying over the bed.
Yeah.
Or wherever you lay. I'm just talking to you, being real. God's merciful for us. Amen.
Yeah.
I was listening when my son was saying, you know, the Lord has blessed him and blessed him very well. Amen. But I don't care how well God bless you, the devil will always try to tell you when you're going through, look how bad it is for you.
Amen.
Amen. And most time, and all the time, he's just a liar. It's not even bad as he said that it would be, that he's telling you that it would be. Amen.
Yes.
But he paints an ugly picture. Amen. Amen. So refreshing, back to saying refreshing. If we don't get that refreshing, we will faint.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
The Bible speaks about the young men will be weary and fall and utterly faint. Now, we get weary on this journey. I'm not going to tell you we don't get weary on the journey. But people, what good is it on you talk about how weary you are all the time?
Yeah.
What good is it going to tell me, do for me? You know, misery love company. People love to congregate, and you tell your story today, and I tell my story, honey. I know, yeah, I'm listening to your story, but I can't almost wait till you get yours out where I'm thinking about to tell you how bad, really, mine was badder than yours. And at the end of the day, both of y'all sad sacks. Amen?
Amen.
Both of y'all have no joy. Amen? So, you know, when somebody started telling you a sad story, I started like, I'd be like to myself, I want to get away from them. Because I'm going to be trying to go, see, if I have some money, buy me something. I'm trying to go do something opposite, confuse the enemy.
Amen.
I want to go and think myself happy. Amen?
Amen.
I don't want to walk with God and every day my life is this old sad me.
Mm-hmm.
Amen? Because you'll never have no joy. And you'll never, amen, you'll never be happy. God wants us to be happy, his people to be happy, not sad. That's why some people, they probably look at some people that are saved and don't want to be part of that. They feel like, if that's what saved is, I don't want it.
Amen.
Amen. Because you got people that's not even true, maybe this way, know God like you know God. I'm not saying they know God at all, but they might not know God as you know God. Amen. You got some people got terminal diseases in their body, you would never know it. I done met some people. They never know because they so happy and smiling all the time. And some of us, we sad if we don't have an ice cream bar. We sad. We don't have nothing out for them. We sad. But they don't, I'm like, my goodness. That's a blessing.
Amen.
Think God not going to do nothing for them? Yes, he will.
Amen.
I was looking at a lady over there at one of the stores I go to. And she, her face, I forgot she had cells of palsy or something. Her face is swelled up. She's a pretty lady. Face is swelled up. And when I was serious sometime, I just, you know, say something encouraging to her. And so then she had cancer before then. But she, I looked at her scene the other day. She's still behind them red flowers. Them flowers and working. A lot of people don't even want to come out with their face all swelled up like that.
Yeah.
Amen?
Amen?
I mean, but God wants us to have his presence, amen. His presence is the thing I'm trying to point out today is the presence of the Lord, refreshing, to get refreshed that comes from his presence. If you don't get in his presence, it means the same thing the other way. There will not be any joy or refreshment if there's no presence of the Lord in your life. If that's God's presence is in your life, he will help you to have joy through the worst things. Amen. He'll turn that situation around for you because he said all things work together for the good. Not for everybody, but for to them that love the Lord. Amen. And sometimes we don't understand how something can be so bad. Something can be going on so great in my life that's negative. How in the world can it work out for my good? Because God said it can. Amen? You just got to get with him on the program and connect with him and touch and agree with and believe what he say. And don't speak opposite. We have to learn not to speak opposite from what the Lord is saying to us. And I'm learning myself. If God said you're healed, God said you're delivered, God said he'll supply all you need, if you speak negative opposite from what God said, you're going to have what you say, not what he said. Amen. But if you get in agreement with God and you say, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. I never did this before. I don't know nothing how about to do this. God's maker. God said, I can. I can. God said, I can do. You got to say, I can, and not say with your mind. You got to say it and act upon it. Amen. Amen? Amen. You might not. You might be a person that feel like, well, I'm not really skilled like myself. I would say I'm not book smart. College smart and all that, but if the Lord told me to do something, I would say, yes, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. If he told you you can do all things through him and strength, he's going to give you what you need to get it done. Amen. Amen. Sometimes I tell the Lord myself, I say, Lord, you called me to do this work. I'm getting a little bit older. Lord, I don't know what I'll do. The Lord says, stop looking down the road. Take one day at a time. Amen. God will speak word of wisdom to you. Amen. You can't go to somebody else and ask them about your problem. They can't even figure out theirs. And then they may have you really messed up. They tell you something, you getting real messed up. We listen to people too much. Amen. You go tell somebody about your problem and everything. They're going to analyze your problem, tell you how to work your problem out, and they don't even know how the first thing to fix theirs. Amen. Amen? Amen? We need to go to the Lord. And that's what the Lord, I know that was a word for me. The Lord spoke to me. He said, stop looking down the road. Amen. Take one day at a time. Amen. Because what you see now is temporary. You don't know what God's going to do. Amen? Amen. Amen. Somebody give God the praise. Feel like I'm going more teaching today. A little preaching, a little teaching. Amen. But the refreshing comes from the presence of the Lord. And I would encourage you and myself to make sure you get a drink from the Lord on the regular. Amen. Make sure you get a drink of water from the Lord. Get in his word. You don't watch it, you'll go all week long, won't pick up your Bible to read. You'll go all week long and pray. I don't say nobody even can do that one. Not neither one of them, but that one. I don't say you can do that. Y'all say kind of sluggish in here. That
might. I need to probably stay there.
I don't say you can do that one. Some people say, "Well, I'm so busy." But have you ever noticed we be so busy doing these things and don't have time for the Lord? But as soon as something happened, we're calling up on the Lord. Are we calling upon somebody that know how to call upon the Lord? Amen. Most people call upon the people that call up on the Lord for them because they're ashamed to go to the Lord. Because they've been going to him no other time. They want somebody else to do their praying. But what if that person, the people that you call up are not there? What are you going to do? Just let be overwhelmed with your situation? You have got to know how to call upon the name of the Lord. Amen. That's what church is supposed to be about. The leaders are supposed to preach to you how to have that relationship with the Lord. We're not preaching our theories and our mindsets and what we believe over here. That's what people are. I believe this over here. I believe this over here. Do you believe in the power of prayer? Right. Amen? Yeah. Amen. So I think we're just about done here. I feel like it. So we thank the Lord for his word, and we want to continue to be refreshed by. I don't know about you, but even the older I get, I feel a great need to be in his presence. Amen. Because the spirit is willing and the flesh is weak. Amen. And when your spirit is willing, your flesh is weak. Amen. You don't feel like doing a lot of things in the natural. It takes the Holy Ghost to charge you, to give you that charge. Amen. Amen. And I haven't been pastoring just 6 years, but I've been in ministry for a long time. Amen. I feel like the Lord has given me outreach ministry. Wherever I go at, I meet people and talk to people. I've been doing it like 30 some years. I ain't just been doing two days. Amen. Amen. So long, your flesh is, your spirit is willing, but your flesh is weak. Amen. And God shows you different ways to minister. He works right with you. Amen. I thank God for that. Amen. You don't obligated to do it a certain way. When God call you, you do it the way he say do it. Man call you, you do it the way they say do it. And you do it the way they say do it. Most time, there's no life with it. It's just a bunch of form. And you tired. And then everybody else tired of hearing you. But see, amen. I got a friend that's out there at community that he's a minister at his church. And him and his wife, they're talking about how tired they be because they have him doing this and have him doing that. You know, and they ain't getting, you when you doing things for the Lord, even if they're good things, doing things for the Lord does not, it's changed having a relationship with him. They're two different things. Somebody say, well, I'm a pastor, I'm a teacher, I'm a deacon, I'm a usher, I'm a, doing things for the Lord doesn't change in being relationship with him. You have got to be able to get your relationship and get those refreshings from the Lord besides you doing things for the Lord.
Amen.
That's like, if you don't watch it, if you're a Sunday school teacher, or if you're a minister, or a pastor, or however you somebody that teaches the word or whatever, you know, someone that does different things in church, you can just be so intended about making sure I'm prepared to do that, but never spend time with God yourself to study his word yourself. Mm-hmm. Studying the word for the people at the church is not the same as getting something for the Lord yourself.
Amen.
Yeah, I may give word out to the people at church, but I have to get some. I get something. I let some word come in my ear gates from other ministries. Amen.
Yeah.
You can't perfect your own self.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. Can I get? I got one. Amen. You cannot perfect your own self. It takes the other ministries for you to be perfected.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Somebody give God a praise. Come here, everybody, stand to their feet. We're done. Amen. Thank the Lord for his word and the power in his word. The interest of God's word. The Bible said the interest of God's word. Give it life. Amen. Amen. I didn't know I was on that page. I just said it and I haven't looked down at it. And it's an interest. If there's an entryway, an entry is like, let's say, this door right here. That's an entryway. But if this entryway, if that door is not open, if somebody don't come open that door, they will not get in.
Amen.
Y'all get that?
Amen.
That's the entryway. So when the word comes, catch that, catch this. When the word comes, if there's not a, if there's a door shut and a wall shut, nothing comes in.
Amen.
Amen.
Y'all get that?
Amen.
The word being preached, if there's a closed door, or it can be many things that in front of that door where it don't come in, nothing comes in. So nothing from nothing leaves what? So that means that you don't get anything. I don't get anything. The interest of God's word, it shines light. It gives light to your situation. It helps you to be able to do whatever you need to do. It helps you along the way. But if that entryway is blocked and nothing comes through there, you will not have the light to know what to do in your situation. That's a word all by itself. Somebody give God a praise. The interest of God's word, give it light. And the devil knows that. So the devil put roadblocks and distractions. We're so distracted. People are so distracted today. You can sit on your couch at home and just be so clogged up and distracted. Amen. You know, and the devil, he tried to do us all like that. He tried to fight me like that too. But you know, when I need something from the Lord, I ain't playing. I'm going and I'm the TV goes off, everything, and I'm reaching out to God. I'm, Lord, you, I need your help. Oh, I'm saying, Lord, I need your help. Amen. I'm really crying out to God. Amen. Glory to God. Sometimes you can be in some places that you don't even know how bad the places that are yourself to your soul. To you go, come out the outer court and go on the inside and the inner court to find out you really need God.
Amen.
Anybody need him like that today? Come on, I want you just to reach out to him. I'm going to give you a space to go there. Because you're going to need that throughout the week. I want to give you that space right now. I've already did enough talking and preaching. Now you need to, I'm going to give you opportunity to go there so you won't go out here the same way the way you came.
Amen.
And I have to do that, but God has allowed me to do it. I want you to go in. I want you to go in the inner court. Go real deep down on the inner court. And get that touch that you need from the Lord. Well, because you're going to really need it. If you don't, I'm just speaking what God gave me. If you don't really know how bad you're going to need it, you're really going to need that touch. And if you go there today in that inward court and reach way down on the inside and get that from the Lord, no matter what comes your way, you will be able to conquer it. Go there. Go there till you feel like you have touched the hem of his garment. Come on, go there. Go all the way there. Don't go halfway there. Don't go part of there. Go all the way there till you know you have touched him. You have touched him. And when you touch him, he's going to touch you back. It's going to be notable that he has touched you back because you're going to feel it. Go there. Head to Moho Shate. Don't stop till you touched him. Head at Ebe Kosaya. He's going to stamp his approval upon that everything will be all right. He's going to let you know that he's right there with you. Head at Moho Shate. Head at Moho Shate. Head at Moho Shate. Head at Moho Shate. Glory to God. Handala Bahaya. Glory to God. Haya boho baba basia bahasete e tebo shate. He baba bakando ho sia bahaya. He tebo shate. Hey, kobo sia. Lord, hallelujah, God. God, go there with your people, Lord. Hey, God, boshaya. Go there with us today, Lord. Lord, some people is in lumber. They're in lumber, God. Glory to God. They need you, Lord. Barely making it, God. Need you, Lord. So great. Need that touch. Need that drink. Need that refresh. Glory to God. Go there. God is doing it. I feel him doing it in the spirit. I can't tell you who all he's doing it for, but I feel him doing it. You know if he's doing it for you. You know it. You know if he's doing it for you. You know it. God said you know it. Hataya. Thank you, Lord. Yes. 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 Go there. Let him touch you. Let him touch you. Let him minister to you. Glory to God. Hey, God. Lord, we thank you. Lord, it's a lot of places, Lord, don't feel your presence like this, Lord. We don't want to take it lightly or take it for granted. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We want to be strengthened, Lord, in our inward man, Lord God. We want to be revived, encouraged, and strengthened, Lord. God, we don't want to walk through here fainting. Glory to God. A sign, God. We want to know, God, that you are walking greatly before us, Lord. We need to know, Lord, that whatever we're faced with, God, you go on greatly for us. We can depend upon you. Because we, God, worship you. We worship you. We worship you. We worship you today, Lord. We trust in you, Lord, that everything is not right, that you're going to make it right. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Someone to praise him. Glory to God. Glory to God. This, you that know that God's touching you, just walk all the way through anywhere in here. Just praise God to let him know that I know you touched me, Lord. And I know that you're going to do that. I really do know that you're going to do that for me. I feel like, God, I touched the hem of your garment. Glory to God. And everybody, glory to God, is doing that. God is set up a whole shot to elbow, shut it into my sea. Stamping his approval upon it. Glory, I'm a seal of a whole shot. Glory to, you can look for it. You can expect
Hallelujah. Glory to his help. You can expect his help. When you can't get no hold of nobody else, you can expect him to help you, Lord. Hey, God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Somebody just praise his name. Praise his name. Praise his name. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Come on and praise his name. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Play it, play it, play it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Victory. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Some of you are stepping into new territories. Step into things that you've never been in before. Don't fear. God said, I'll go before you. I'll be right there with you. Just keep me out in front of you, and I'll go right there with you. Hallelujah. Somebody praise him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Come on and praise him. Well, we'll be ready to close out. I've already probably prayed for people or said whatever God will have me to say. If there's anything you want prayer for, if any particular you need to me to touch and greet with you, you're welcome to come at this time. Other than that, we're going to close out. We'll give you space. If you need to come for prayer for anything, you tell us what you want us to pray for, and we be glad to touch an agreement with you. If not, we're going to get ready to close out. Somebody wave your hand unto the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Anything? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Everybody keep your mind on the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's reach on out to him. Glory to God. Yes, let's reach out on out to him. Yes, let's reach all the way out to him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I see many, many, many distractions. I see many. I see that. There's many distractions. Glory to God. Being thrown your way. But God, glory to God, got his hands upon you. Glory to God. He's got his hands upon you in the midst of all of that. Glory to God. God's going to steal you. He's really, that's what he's doing now. He's stealing you. He's stealing you in the midst of all what you're going through. He's stealing you. He's stealing you so you can pull up on him. And sometimes it's hard to pull up on him with so many distractions, but he's stealing you. He kabahaya. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He's stealing you. That's what I feel. That's what I'm saying, feeling to say. He's stealing you. And God said, follow that stillness. Follow the stillness. Glory to God. The devil ain't taking all of your understanding. You know some things about the Lord. Glory to God. Follow that stillness. I'm going to lead you beside the still waters. God said the still waters. Hataya! Still waters. God said, I've led thee, yea, even upon this day, to some still waters. You're in troubled waters, but I led you to still waters. He said, I will lead you beside the still waters and restore your soul. I lead you in the path of righteousness for my name's sake. Yea, though you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you don't have to fear no evil because I'm with you. There you go. There you go. There you go. Come on out of here. Come on out of there. Come on out of there. Come on, let your spirit come on up. He's greater on the inside of you than he is in the world. Come on, shut up. Stop. God got a lifeline that he he's throwing out to you today. Grab it and hold on to it. Fight. Fight. You know how to fight. Fight. Yeah. Woo. I lean you beside the still waters. Restore your soul. I cause you to walk in the path of righteousness for my name's sake. Yea, though you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you don't have to fear no evil because I'm with you. That rod, my rod, my rod, and I'm going to show you. And my staff encompass you all the days of your life. And you shall surely dwell in the house of the Lord all the days. Daddy, praise him. Yes. Yes. Don't stop praising. Praise him. Get filled up. Get filled up. He's refreshing you. Let him fill you. Let him revive you. Let him strengthen you. Yeah! Give me that oil over there. Give me that oil. That's one of y'all. Give me the oil. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Put some in the top. Glory to God. Glory to God. Anoint your head with oil. You come with overflow. Woo. Yes. Arise and shine, for the light has come and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. The entrance of God's word. Get in light. Yeah. 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 Go on and praise him. God, somebody praise him. Go on and praise him. Go on and praise him in a place. Go ahead and praise him in a place. Go ahead and praise him in a place. Yeah, God. Oh, God. Come on and praise him. Come on and praise him. Before you go back to your seat, glory to God. Hallelujah. Stay right there in the aisle of. Feel the power of God of the whole Shabbahia. Woo! Woo! Praise him, praise him, praise him, praise him. Praise him, praise him. Praise him, praise him. Somebody praise him. Praise him, praise him. Pray, 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 pray. Glory. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Handala Bahaya. Come on, praise him. Come on, praise. That's a little bit in there. Praise him, praise him, praise him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's a little bit. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Said you need a touch in your spirit. Glory to God. Glory to God. It's a lot. Glory to God. You've been doing it in the natural, but you need a touch in your spirit today. Hallelujah. A refreshing of the Holy Ghost. And I lay my hands upon you. Reach out and grab it. Reach out and grab it. Reach out and grab it. Break through there. Break through there. Break through there. Break through there. Yeah, tell the whole. Say God. Yes, break through there. Break through there. Break through there. Break through there. Come on up here. Break through there. Break shallow over high. Break through there. Break through there. Break through there. Break, 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 break through there. Here come a whole sight, God. They've been doing these things to try to weigh you out, have you on the run. Where you gonna take care of this, take care of that. But God coming back today, give you a touch, touch, touch. There you go. Woo! There you go. There you go. There you go. gonna walk through there and praise him. Yeah. Just let him praise him. Yeah, 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 yeah. Pray. Woo! Yeah, Lord. Sit down, Lord. Run that blood. Lift every long God. Run up higher. Give them your life. Run up higher. Give them a whole shot. Come on, pray. Hallelujah. I pray for your strength today by the power of the Holy Ghost. God, in the name of Jesus. God, you've been using her. Don't let her wear out. God, replenish her. Replenish her. Replenish her. Lord, from the crown of her head, Lord, to the soles of her feet, God, inside, outside, meet every need, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Don't let her wear and tear, in the name of Jesus. Let her go shining. Glory to God, hallelujah. Pray. Holy Ghost. God did it. I shut it up. I shut it up. I shut it up. God, with everything that you're giving out, Lord, give it back to him again. Strengthen his body, his mind, his soul. Move on his heart. Every power of our show you every way. Lord, keep your hands upon her, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Continue to direct her path, Lord God. Keep her in the things of God, Lord God. Keep her from wrongdoing, Lord God. Keep your hands upon her, Lord God. Help her in every way, God. Use her in the house of God. Continue to use her, Lord, in many ways. Use her in singing. Use her in productive things. Things, God, that's going to bring joy to her, going to bring life to her, going to bring strength to her. Keep your hands on. I curse generation curse. I curse everything. It's not like you. In Jesus' name, just thank him. Glory to God. Somebody thank the Lord. Come on and praise him in here. Somebody praise him in here. Go ahead and praise his name. Praise him. Because when your praise go up, your blessing will come down. Thank God for his presence. Believe me, it's a lot of places not feeling the presence of God like this. They're big, large places, but they're not feeling the presence of God like this. They're just going in and coming out. Glory to God. Give God the praise. They didn't give all their money. Hallelujah. Going out the same way. Thank God for what he's doing for you today. So give God the praise. Glory. Hey, cut it up. Oh, see, Alabahaya. Come on and praise him. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In my heart. Oh, I thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In my heart. Well, I thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In my heart. Oh, I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In my heart. Well, got the love of Jesus. Got the love of Jesus. Got the love of Jesus in my heart. Oh, I got the love of Jesus. Got the love of Jesus. Got the love of Jesus in my heart. Well, I thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus in my heart. Oh, I thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus in my heart. Oh, you can't make me doubt him. You can't make me doubt him. You can't make me doubt him in my heart. Oh, you can't make me doubt him. Know too much about him. You can't make me doubt him in my heart. Well, thank you, Jesus. I'm gonna let everybody stand to your feet. Thank you, Jesus, in my heart. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, in my heart. Well, feel more determined, in my heart. Well, I feel more determined, in my heart. Oh, I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, in my heart. Oh, I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, in my heart. Well, got the love of Jesus. Got the love of Jesus. Got the love of Jesus in my heart. Oh, I got the love of Jesus. I got the love of Jesus. Got the love of Jesus in my heart. Well, I'm going through. I'm going through. I'm going through in my heart. Well, I'm going through. No matter what others do, I'm going through in my heart. Well, I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. Oh, I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, in my heart. Well, you can't make me doubt him. You can't make me doubt him. You can't make me doubt him in my heart. Oh, you can't make me doubt him. I know too much about him. You can't make me doubt him in my heart. Well, bless you, Jesus. I bless you, Jesus. Bless you, Jesus, in my heart. Oh, I bless you, Jesus. I bless you, Jesus. Bless you, Jesus, in my heart. Oh, I praise you, Jesus. I praise you, Jesus. I praise you, Jesus. Oh, I praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus, in my heart. There's a storm out of the ocean, and it's moving this away. If your soul's not anchored, Jesus, you will surely drift away. There's a storm out on the ocean, and it's moving this away. If your soul's not
Thank you, in Jesus, you will surely drift away. Drift away, Lord. Drift away, Lord. You will surely drift away. If your soul's not anchored in Jesus, you will surely drift away. There's a storm now on the ocean, and it's moving this away. If your soul's not anchored in Jesus, you will surely drift away. Thank you, Lord. Come on and praise Him. Lift your hand and praise Him in here.
Hallelujah.
Come on and praise Him if He's done something for you. Show Him your gratitude. Not past the time. Show Him your gratitude and thank Him. Somebody thank Him. Hallelujah. Tell the Lord how much you love Him. Tell Him you love Him. Hallelujah. Go and minister back to Him. Tell Him how much you love Him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
While we're standing.